You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast. Thanks for hopping on. Thanks for listening, having some conversations and having some talk about the craziness of this world to get the jab or not. And so there is this TikTok. I don't even do TikTok, but it gets shared in Telegram. And I thought, oh my gosh, she says in the corner, it says like, get vaccinated if you don't have to worry about you're a dummy. Now, I think this was a interesting, it's very short. I'm just going to play it and then we'll talk.
To stoop to name calling. I don't understand people's obsession with this shot. Okay, so you're vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated. You can still get COVID. I can still get COVID. You can still give COVID. I can still give COVID. Now, if you get COVID, your symptoms will be lesser than mine. So you chose to get a shot to lessen your symptoms if you get COVID. I'm choosing to see if I get COVID and then treat the symptoms with things that have been used for decades. You chose to use a new remedy. Also, if you get sick with COVID and it lessens the symptoms, you're not gonna know if you're sick. You're just gonna go out during a pandemic, carrying it, spreading it. If I get sick, I'm gonna feel it, keep my ass in bed.
It's so awesome. Oh my gosh, just like so freaking good. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm choosing a natural thing and you don't realize that you are got the shot and you could be a super spreader. I don't even know what to say about that. It was just was so good. I don't know who you were, but it's just like, where's common sense? People fighting and arguing, and I am so sick of people in social media telling other people to go get the vaccine because so-and-so died. I cannot tell you more. Don't just feel pressured and stop believers in believing in something so far that a shot is going to fix everything and you're going to go back to your norm. You're not, what kind of norm are you going to get? What norm do you want to go back to? Oh my goodness gracious. So, all right, let's listen to the next one.
The appointment to the organization's highest position was controversial, given that in his previous role as Ethiopia's health minister, Tedros was accused of covering up three major health epidemics.
Tedros is no stranger to controversy. As a former minister of health in Ethiopia, he has been accused of an alleged cover-up of three possible cholera epidemics.
Prior to his appointment, Tedros was a high-ranking member of the Tigray People's Liberation Front, a brutal and corrupt political group responsible for crimes against humanity, including bombings, kidnappings, tortures, and killings. How does a man with such a controversial past score the top position at the world's most influential health organization?
I have known Bill and Melinda for many, many years now.
While serving as Ethiopia's health minister,
World
Tedros
health
became intimately intertwined with both the Gates Foundation and the Clinton Foundation.
The health minister of Ethiopia, one of the ablest public servants I ever worked with.
With the backing of the two most powerful foundations on Earth and the full support of the Communist Party of China, Tedros was a shoo-in.
We will have many body bags in front of us if we don't behave.
World Health Organization. Ooh, dropping the bomb there. Think about where these people come from. What are their histories? What has been going on? There's this couple really good posts that I'm reading in this Telegram. And this one I'm just have to share. Someone wrote, no idea. It says, never worry about who will be offended if you speak the truth. Worry about who will be misled, deceived, and destroyed if you don't. And I mean, that's what God's kind of almost put on my heart about like sharing and speaking up. Cause I was like, sometimes like he calls you to something, and you're like, ugh, this could be bad. I could get in trouble for doing what I'm doing or could this backlash of me in speaking the truth? He's put me in situations every time where I have to speak some kind of truth. And each time he's there, each time he provides, each time it's what he wants me to do and puts me in a place. So that's what this podcast is about. Let me get some other stuff for you. All right, I have a nice little clip for you. This is a respiratory therapist who's going to speak out. It's hard to find these people, so now they put their stuff out on social media. I'm going to share it. So listen to his story. It's very short.
There might be a twist in it that you didn't expect. I'm a respiratory therapist. I've been on the front lines of the COVID-19 battle since day one up until now. I am vaccine, fully vaccine. Final vaccine was May the 6th, 2021. About 2 weeks after that, that's when the trouble started. I now take, which I never took ever before till the vaccine, gabapentin. It's close pronunciation. I take that for neuropathy pain throughout my body in various places. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams for pain that I just can't stand. Because of the vaccine, I have a compromised immune system, which that compromise caused a weakened heart. Just got out of the hospital 3 days ago. I was in there for 8 days. Had to have my heart cardioverted, which for those of you who don't mean, means they put the paddles on my heart and shocked it back into rhythm. I now take Eliquis for blood clots, $1,000. I now take Metoprolol, which makes your heart contract stronger and keeps the beat regular. For the immune system, I take doxycycline. And I take cephalexin also. Both of those are antibiotics to try to keep me from catching anything that might come my way and then compromise my heart, because that's what happens. Never had that problem until after the vaccine. Never had a heart problem in my life. Never took a heart pill. So, for all you people that scream at everybody that they're unvaccinated, I take these medications for you. This one, this one, this one, this one, and that one. And that's so I can play nice in the sandbox with you people. Stay in your lane. If you haven't gotten the vaccine, stand your ground. If you got the vaccine, then just stay in your lane and shut the hell up. Don't get the stab. Don't do it.
So there are people who are showing, and there was like this group that wanted to start on social media on Facebook. Some of the other social medias I haven't had the time to even get on. Anyways, it just crashed it. They are not going to let people speak up to understand that you have to turn off your TV. If you haven't turned off your TV already, I don't know what to tell you. You're being propaganded. And so to be cautious to what you're watching and be cautious what's going in your brain and the brainwashing that's happening right now. All right. Stay tuned. This next one was so good. This is at a speech. I think this is even Lynn Woods, which I haven't heard in a while, but this short clip.
Nuremberg trial, and he was asked, how did you make the German people go along with all this? And he said, it's an easy thing. The only thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear. You can do this in a Nazi regime. You can do it in a socialist regime. You can do it in a communist regime. You can do it in a monarchy and a democracy.
The Germans are asking this question, how it happens in the 1930s. And a lot of people are now getting a sense how it happened.
We're held hostage to more and more mutations that can be used to manipulate us over and over again. take away our freedoms.
She's used these tactics in other countries to manipulate, divide and conquer. Now we're watching our own government, our own military use them against us. Men of our unit and our service believe that we're pulling our weapons in the wrong direction. This time now the tyranny is against us and our people, and we can't see it because it's on our home soil where it's never been before.
We need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right?
You don't get to just say, I'm following orders. And if that costs you your job, so be it. At least you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror at night.
They start enforcing the communist state through the vaccine passport. Please, Australia, do not move to...
Don't you just love it when you have somebody with an accent who comes on? Okay, so my next one is a clip. I think this is in California, and she sounds like she's Australian, but they're serving people. And if you are part of a citizen group yet or something in your area, and you want to stand up against the tyranny, this is how. So, and then pay attention. She'll tell you how to find the information on Telegram. And I know people having a hard time getting Telegram. So if I can find the stuff, I'll put it in the show notes for you.
The hospitals, Exeter, Plymouth, and Torquay. We have served the police, we've served Devon and Cornwall, we've served Torbay. Plymouth refused it, but we will be going back to them. We've been serving GPs, GP surgeries. We've been serving vaccination centres, and we've been serving test centres. We are now preparing to serve every single school in Torbay and up to Plymouth and Exeter, aren't we? We're getting those packs ready this week. So anybody can serve notice. There's a group called Evidence and Liability Packs on Telegram. If you scroll to the top, you'll see that all of the packs are there for schools, for hospitals, for police, for councils. So if you want to do it, get on there, download the pack, print it off, and serve notice. When we serve notice, we always record it, usually just on our dictaphones, on our phones, as proof that it's been served. And we also get a written receipt so that they can't deny that they have been served. So obviously the focus at the moment is the schools. And as we've already heard, we need to serve these notices quickly in the next couple of weeks. And if in doubt, take your child out. Take your child out. There are lots of people organising home ed programmes, getting together, like the previous speaker, support each other. So COVID has been our wake-up call. We know now that our government bodies are completely treasonous. If you take your common law oath and you start to learn about common law, you will realise how treasonous the systems that we live under are. And COVID is nothing but a huge medical fraud and a huge, massive global psyop. We know this. And what we've also discovered in our research is that pretty much all of our government bodies and our judicial bodies and our educational bodies and our medical bodies have been infiltrated with Masons and Satanists. And it has to be said, we need to call the satanic element out. Yeah. There is no room on this planet for Satanists. So I want to just say that when I finish serving the schools, our next mission is going to be the Masons. We are not frightened of the Masons. We are coming after you, and we will hold you accountable too. We do not consent to any of this. And actually, if we don't consent, then the powers that apparently be have no power over us. Mandatory is not law. Mandatory means with consent. So do read up on your common law. Do get to know your rights and where you stand within common law, how to speak to the police if you need to, and how to protect yourself. Because this is how we empower ourselves individually and collectively. The way we're going to get through this is by community and unity within that community. We need each other. We've been brought up in an environment of competition where we're all pitted up against each other. And what I've realised in recent months is that instead of grassing people up to social services, if you've got a query or a concern about a child, How about knocking on that person's door and asking them if they would need some help, if they would like some help? Now, recently, Natasha and I, because of the work we've been doing, we've become involved in a national group that set out to support people who are having hassles, any sort of hassles, to do with COVID, to do with the regulations, to do with their children, to do with their lives. And we've noticed that people who have taken their children out of school, people who are home-edding, and people who have openly talked against the COVID narrative are having their children removed. This has happened pretty close to home. I'm going to be careful what I say because it's an ongoing case. But all that parent needed was a cooker and a laptop. And instead, their child has been removed. They needed a little bit of contact with the education authorities just to let them know what they were doing with their child in terms of education. And we could have done that as a community. We could have helped that person get a cooker and a laptop and not have that child removed. So this is where we're at, guys. This is where we're at. They're going to start targeting parents who are speaking out against the narrative. So what Natasha and I have done is we have set up a group. We are called Devon McKenzie Friend Service. Now, a McKenzie friend is somebody who's not a lawyer, but that can go in as an advocate if somebody's in court. So the Devon McKenzie Friend Service is that we're not qualified legally, but we have a plethora of knowledge which is growing day by day. And we want to offer support for any COVID issue, anything. If you need help with declining PCR testing, mask wearing, if you're having problems getting out of hospital, the group that we're in, national group that we're in, goes into those hospitals with a group of people and they get that person out who's on a COVID ward, who want to go home. This is what it's come to, guys. If there's enough of you there, you can get that person out. They have no right to hold that person. We also are at the moment dealing with a case from Torbay Hospital of medical negligence. So we will help with that. And we will also help with bullying due to the declining the vaccination. We will also help with child protection, parental support, form filling, home education programs, letter writing, any legal help you need. Under common law, we have contacts. We have documents and we can help you. We can help you to fight. We can also teach you how to serve notices and how to protect yourself against the maritime law that we are unfortunately having to live under now. So the Telegram channel is going live tomorrow. Devon McKenzie Friend Society. If you need help, contact us there. If you can offer help, contact us there. If you need to speak to us privately, you just click on our photograph on the Telegram channel and you can privately message us. We are here to help our communities. We also are going to set up a database of carers and nurses who have lost their jobs because they do not want to be vaccinated. And we are going to pair them up to people who do not want to put their relatives into nursing homes so that those nurses can be employed privately. Because let's face it, if you're putting your elderly loved one into a care home, they can just turn around and lock it down and you won't see that person. And let's face it, we've got loads of nurses and carers who are going to be looking for work. So we're going to set up a database and put those two things together so that if you want to step out of the NHS system, you can do so. And there will be people there ready to employ. So just to finish, I want to say that it's up to us. We have been told that we are insignificant and powerless, but that's not true. We are powerful. We are powerful when we step into our sovereignty, spiritually and practically, physically. We need to work together. We need to come together for help and come together to give help. There's an old African saying, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, we are the village. Yay! And our villages are global. I talk to people in Australia, South Africa, America. I'm helping people in Australia learn how to serve notices. So your village is as wide as your net goes. And with the internet, well, our nets go very wide, don't they? So we are the village. And we're here. We will protect ourselves. We will protect our children. We will protect our sovereignty. And we will protect our God-given laws. And we will take down the insipid evil that we are living under at the moment. I just want to finish also by saying not to be fearful. Not to be fearful of these evil satanic people, not to be fearful of Masons, etc. Because we are the light. And when you shine light on darkness, the darkness leaves. And when you shine darkness into light, the darkness leaves. Because once the light is there, the darkness disappears. So be strong, stand in your power, and let's all go for it. Let's take this absolute abomination down. And let's do it now. Thank you guys.
Thought that was pretty good. Thought that was really good to share. I thought that was interesting. And I am just loving the, I listened to Amino. I had to share, if you don't follow Amino, he has cool stuff. And there are people globally, locally, all over protesting, coming together and fighting back. And I think that's really cool. I think that, oh my gosh, that's a cool idea. Like, take your loved ones that, I mean, wouldn't it be cool if we can get some health practitioners who all want to think the same way and go, you know, we want to treat people, but we want to treat people better than what they're being treated. And we put something together. I'm like, oh my goodness, if I could have a naturopath reach out to me and they could organize something like that. And we have a naturopath, acupuncturist, nurses of some sort, nurses aides, CNAs, respiratory therapists, all these specialties, massage therapists, all of them working together, we would be, and then there's incredibly other smart people when it comes to treating your health naturally. And then we gave people fresh juice and we did massages with essential oils. We treated people better. We treated people better. Gosh, I don't know. It was just, if we can come together and like, I mean, that would be my thing. I was like, if I could have a wellness clinic and where people could come in and I'd have to know somebody that would work with me, like an MP or PA, a doctor of some sort or a naturopath. And we had a wellness clinic / spa, so we could say spa. And we did things to help people feel better in their body naturally. Oh my gosh, that is just, anyhow, let's go back on. This is a Spanish researcher and what he found ways. So just listen to this one. The Spanish researcher, oh, disclaimer, of course, this is just talking. This is not medical advice, and this is just for information purposes only. Do your own research. Let's see if this will play sometimes. Hopefully.
Bueno, muy buenas noches a todos. Este video quería hacerlo porque me lo han pedido muchas personas. Y aunque sea
I can't
tarde,
read all that too fast to give it to you. All right.
Me voy a referir a...
So, not the best one. I thought this is the one where it's translated, but it's not. So, I can't read the whole thing to you. Ugh, so annoying when I don't speak. If you speak Spanish and you understood all that, then that's super awesome for you, but not for me. There is something that's really cool about this doctor and this other thing that, shocking news. And this guy, and I wish to support this other physician. This is one of my wish I would like to be a part of. I don't even know how to reach out to this guy. Saw this clip, and it's from Healing Earth.
So you have a big news, a big update, though, about the CDC and some of the nefarious games they're playing. You want to let people know?
Yeah, so August 17th. Well, actually, there's a few things. So the FDA approved, we know, this new version of the Pfizer COVID-19 shot on Monday of this week. They've got 2 weeks, Pfizer does, to turn into the FDA all listed ingredients that are in the shot, mm-hmm. along with a complementary labeling, and they have to match up. So they have to disclose for the first time now to the world what's in there, wow. which there have been proposed ideas that there's graphene oxide in there, how much mRNA is in there. We actually don't know all the ingredients. The emergency use authorization allowed the actual manufacturers to put in and change the formula this entire time. Wow. It's only once the approval process from the FDA steps in that they're not allowed to change it legally anymore. So they have to submit what's the final version of your vaccine.
So every shot that people got could be different.
Could be completely different.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For example, the very first Moderna shots that went out in December, they had two
right.
patented little ingredients inside the shots. Now there's seven. But they haven't had to disclose what the other five are. We don't even know what they are. So all of these have been different. So one of the reasons why people ask, I mean, they ask a lot and reach out to us a lot. Why is it that I got the shots early on for COVID-19, but I didn't get sick? And why are we seeing all these other issues? And I'm telling them, they're actually changing the lots all the time. So I actually think the original shots did not have all the ingredients they do now. It's obvious. Moderna only had two patented ingredients. Now there's seven. They're actually more dangerous now, I would expect, than the previous ones. So that's the news that's come out about the FDA. The CDC also announced in the same week, they announced that, they put it out in the media if you didn't see this yet, U.S. News reported on it on the 17th, Florida Star reported it, we've already got all the media outlets talking about it. They then sent a notice to every hospital in the United States and said, this week you can expect all doctors in all hospitals around the country, you can expect an outbreak between now and November of this year of a polio-like outbreak disease among children, average age of 5 years old.
Average age.
They can foresee that there's going to be a flooding into hospitals around the country, that children are going to present with paralyzed arms, paralyzed legs, they're not going to be able to walk, and the CDC is letting all the hospitals know that when you see these presentations, even half of their faces will be paralyzed, in a lot of them. They're calling it acute flaccid myelitis, and they're telling the docs this is what it looks like. Be prepared when they walk in. Make sure you diagnose it this way. There is no cure, by the way, is what they have actually stated to all the hospitals. You just need to start early physical therapy is your only chance to try to restore normal nerve function. And the truth is, the first question you have is how in the world would the CDC know that there's a coming outbreak among children of a polio-like, as they called it, a polio-like disease in the next 4 months? I mean, you're Christian, right?
Yeah.
Some people have the spirit of prophecy. Mm-hmm. Do you think the CDC's got prophets sitting in there going, hey, I can foresee in the next 4 months there's going to be a flood of children around the world, average age 5 years old?
They've created something.
How do they know it?
Yeah.
They actually stated that they have seen small outbreaks every 2 years from 2014, 16, 18, and they're expecting an even larger one now this year. So I spent the last week trying to figure out why in the world would the CDC know that this a polio-like new disease in children, average age 5 years old, average age of five. How would they know that in 2014 is when this problem started, and now they know it's going to be even worse now? And they said it was skipping every 2 years. 14, 16, 18, and 21. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go on the CDC.gov's website, it didn't skip any year. It actually has the outbreaks. If you look up acute flaccid myelitis, you can ask my wife. I have been digging into this all week. When they made that announcement, I was going to prove to the world why it is they know that children across America over the next 4 months are going to have paralyzed limbs, arms, and faces flooding into hospitals around this country. I figured it out. It wasn't that hard. If you go to actually 2014, you go to CDC.gov's website, type in acute flaccid myelitis, mm-hmm. and then click on the left side. It says annual outbreaks. Click it, and it shows you a map. 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It shows the whole map, which states had these cases in them. Every year has had cases since 2014. Okay. There were just more on those odd numbered years.
Okay.
So
that's not very scientific.
So the first thing is they lied to you and they said it's skipping years.
Right.
No, it's not. It's actually been every year since 2014.
Right.
And interesting, when you type in acute flaccid myelitis, the starting reporting for this disease is only in 2014. It doesn't exist before 2014. Mm-hmm. This is amazing.
Yeah.
They know there's going to be a huge outbreak of this polio-like disease. across the nation. So I want to ask you something. How long do you think the CDC's known about acute flaccid myelitis?
Probably for since they existed.
On CDC's website.
Right.
In the Philippines, reported on CDC.gov, acute flaccid paralysis, they make this huge notice about,
right,
occurred in polio-derived vaccines in the Philippines in children. 2001. Is the date of the article.
Way before the 2014.
So they have known. Now you had to listen to it. It's actually titled Acute Flaccid Paralysis in Children Due to Polio-Derived Vaccines in Children. So fast forward now 20 years later.
Actually created from the vaccines.
It's actually polio-derived from the vaccines.
Wow.
On CDC.gov. So 20 years later, they're actually stating there's going to be this obviously polio-like disease coming out in children across the United States, a large outbreak, biggest ever, but they've only been tracking this since 2014, supposedly. Well, they know from 2001, vaccines caused it in the Philippine children in,
right,
2001.
Right.
Acute flaccid paralysis, vaccine-induced. Now, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What organization in our federal government actually puts together every year the annual vaccine schedule for all children and adults? Do you know what organization it is?
That be the FTC?
Nope. That's the Federal Trade Commission.
CDC.
That is the Centers for Disease Control. So the CDC sets the schedule every year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The CDC, the schedule for all vaccines every year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, of all the, remember they said this is going to happen to children, of the child vaccines, do you know which one and only one vaccine is actually given at a certain period of time in a year in all children?
Probably right before 5 years old, right?
Nope. It's actually every year it has this one season where they give you this one shot. So the childhood vaccines, which include like HIV and hepatitis B and polio and DTaP,
yeah,
and all of them are set up on wellness schedule checks with your pediatrician per your birth date. So all the children in the world are getting Hep B on their birthday, boosters on their birthday, DTaP. All of them are actually set on a schedule surrounding your birthday or the 6 months between your birthday dates in a year.
Okay.
Except for one. The actual CDC just stated there's going to be a polio-like outbreak among children in the United States between August and November in the next 4 months. Do you know that every year there's only one shot that the CDC recommends and mandates and pushes on the populace, including children? From August to the last week of October.
Flu shot?
Every year. The flu shot.
The flu shot.
They just said.
I finally got it. You're going, this guy's slow.
No, they just said it's going to happen between August and November.
Right.
We know it's going to happen.
Don't go get the flu shot. Please.
And they said it's only been happening. We've seen these outbreaks since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do they know this is going to happen in 2021? I already figured it out. You can go on the FDA.gov's website and you can actually look at every year which manufacturers of flu vaccines are given the most lots or granted the most purchases by the federal government to be shipped out across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the largest five lots being administered and given out to vaccine manufacturers this year for flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the five,
mm-hmm,
were introduced and FDA approved in 2013.
Interesting. Wow.
All three of them have known side effects of paralyzed arms, legs, half of the face called Bell's palsy, and it's in their own documents. Now, each of these three, who were actually FDA approved and released and started to be released in 2014, were causing this new neurological paralyzed polio-like issue they called acute flaccid myelitis. Do you know how it is they know that in 2021 there's going to be a larger outbreak than any of these other years?
Gave more shots out.
They gave these five flu shot companies with known side effects of paralyzing arms and legs in children. They just gave them record amounts of lots that they purchased to actually distribute to all of America.
Wow.
This year. Some of them are by double any year they were given them before. So I'm going to actually take audiences on our Brideon.tv show that we're doing live every Wednesday morning, 10 to 11 Eastern. You can expect I'm going to show you how it is the CDC has set this up, all the dates in which each vaccine has been authorized and been given to children, and when you see the spikes in this new acute flaccid myelitis. But I have to tell you, the CDC, if you really think they love us all, and were just giving us a warning to make sure all the docs and hospitals knew that this was what it looks like and this is what you call it. The shame I find with the CDC is they're telling all the hospitals that when you see it, you're gonna call it acute flaccid myelitis. Do you wanna know what my problem is with that? It actually isn't acute flaccid myelitis. It's actually Guillain-Barré syndrome. And Guillain-Barré syndrome, per the FDA's own documents in October before the COVID-19 shots came out in December, the very first listed side effect is Guillain-Barré syndrome. Do you know what we've been saying in the media since October? Guillain-Barré syndrome, if you don't know what it is, it looks like polio. Mm-hmm. Now the CDC's coming out right now going, in the next 4 months, we're gonna see a polio-like outbreak among children. Do you know what Pfizer has asked for from the FDA?
What?
They've asked for an approval right now in September or October of this year to start vaccinating all 5-year-old to 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. And what did the CDC say is the average years of children's ages that gets acute flaccid paralyzed arms and limbs? 5 years old in the last 7 years, starting in 2014. Now, if it's not just, I'm just gonna tell you, they're gonna actually push these flu shots known to cause paralyzed arms and legs and paralyzed faces. Only 60% of the children recover from this after a year, being able to walk or use their arm again or their face return. 40% have it for life. Mm-hmm. How does the CDC know that it's gonna come out and be the next outbreak of a disease among children is gonna be this polio-like paralyzed state? There's two ways they're gonna make sure this happens. They're gonna push these flu shots that are known to cause it since 2014 that they've approved. And Pfizer has asked the FDA to approve by September or October, allow us to start vaccinating with COVID-19 shots, children ages 5 to 11. If the CDC gives approval, and I'm warning all parents right now, be looking out for this. If it comes out in September that the CDC has authorized Pfizer to start injecting 5 to 11-year-olds, this is exactly how the CDC knew that children were going to be paralyzed from arms, legs down. They told the hospitals up front, you need to call it acute flaccid myelitis. You want to know why they're telling the hospitals that? To cover their butts, because we know and been telling people since last October that Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is identical in definition to acute flaccid myelitis, and I'm going to show the world next Wednesday morning, 10 to 11 a.m., I'm going to show you
the
definition.
Dr. Artist show, right?
On the Dr. Artist show. It'll be on Bridie on TV Live. Go to brideon.tv and watch it. But I'm gonna actually show you all the definitions from every health official's website, federal government, CDC. You just need to know that the only way the CDC knows that children are gonna start being paralyzed in this massive outbreak across the country,
they're gonna cause it,
is because there's something they're gonna institute, which is flu shots, which are coming, all brand new lots across the world, across America, that we've never seen in these doses before. And then if they allow Pfizer in September or October to start injecting kids 5 years old to 11. You can't even make this stuff up. They're putting it right out in front of you.
Right.
If the CDC comes out and allows Pfizer to start injecting children in September, October, this is how they knew that there was going to be all these paralyzed children coming to hospitals. Do not vaccinate your children this fall. Do not allow them to do the COVID-19 shot. Do not allow them to do the flu shot on any of your children.
Crimes against humanity.
And let's see if we can stop this supposed polio-like outbreak.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, so getting your kids a flu shot and those two things combined is really what's gonna make sure it happens.
Yep, right? And for any parents who actually have a schedule of getting their children getting updated vaccines, mm-hmm. remember they said this is an average of 5 years old. This would be children going into kindergarten.
Right.
I did not vaccinate any of my kids by the time they went to kindergarten, I didn't vaccinate any of my kids.
Right.
So if you are actually vaccinating your children and if it's typical that when you go get your vaccines updates before you get your kid into kindergarten, if a polio vaccine is a part of that regimen, this is another way in which they know that there's gonna be a polio shot, which is linked to polio-derived acute flaccid myelitis since 2001. If there's a polio shot they're recommending to children before they go into school, I just don't know. I never was a part of that. But if there is, you make sure you ask every pediatrician that you're taking your children to. I don't want a polio shot before they go to school. It's not required.
Okay.
I don't want a flu shot, and we're definitely not doing the COVID shot. And that will stop this pandemic that's...
Okay, so that's a little bit of information. Gosh, I covered so much with this podcast, with this episode. And there's so many now different areas where you're going to go, hey, I'm going to go explore Brighteon TV. Good idea. Go get educated. Stand up. Tell me what you're doing in your neck of the woods against the tyranny that is your government. You know, you remember about reading about what happened in Germany, and then now we're feel like we're living it globally, or the end times. I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm trying to get some people on here who would talk about the Bible and the end times and what the heck is going on in the world and how close we are. If that's something that interests you, please comment. Leave a comment on here. It would help me, or you can reach out to me. I hope that this is some valuable information and that you are intrigued by what you're hearing. Share it. Thank you.